Hello?
Hi, this is Faggy calling from Family First Care regarding Miss Williams.
Hi.
Hi, just checking in. I wanted to see how it's going with the application for home care, if you've heard anything from the county or if you know where the case is
I
holding.
actually I just had to redo it last week because the county closed it for something. I don't know, but Maxima submitted another form,
Another application.
something. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that was last week, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay, and did they tell you that you're missing any of the financial documents or they just had to reassess
Well,
it?
that's actually what it was. I was confused as to why I was even closed. So they sent me a letter, the county assistant office, asking for the documents. I sent them in the documents, and then they said one of the because you got to do like bank, they want to see bank statements. She actually didn't even have a actual bank statement because I just opened her account about a week before they asked for it. So she didn't really have the bank statement. She only had the paper, that I opened the account with. So that's what
Got
I
it.
sent them. And then they was like, no, they didn't need the XYZ. So I took them down there, the right information, but I don't know. I guess for some reason they still closed it. And then when I did take them the right paperwork, she told me that it's not closed on their end. It's just like on hold until they got what they needed. But then when I called Maximus, they told me that it is showing that it was closed. So I don't know. Maximus was just like,
Okay.
don't worry about it. We're just gonna open up another one.
So let me help you. So the reassessment, that Maximus does, if the application is, waiting for a certain amount of time, I think 30 days,
Oh, I know.
the
Somebody's coming out today. They
today for
said
the
that they had
second.
to, yes, they to do another reassessment, I guess.
So
So
the
somebody.
first assessment that she had originally, that expires after 30 days. So Maximus is redoing that. That's what they see on their end. With the county assistance office, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them in a hardship letter, explaining that her bank's what date was the bank account open? Do you
The
know?
bank account was open, yes. It was open probably like the first week in August.
August. Okay. And that's she never had any account since before then, right?
Nope. And
Okay.
the only reason why I had to open up her bank account is because she finally got approved for her Social Security, and like it was no way I could deposit it in there for her, so I had to take her and open up her own account so that
Okay.
she could deposit her Social Security check in there.
And the Social Security started in August or before then?
It started in August.
Got it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them a letter explaining everything. And then they won't, they shouldn't give an issue with any of the previous statements. I'm going to also
Okay.
make sure that they have everything else. If something else is missing, I
Okay.
do want to be aware of it so we can make sure her case
Right.
starts as soon as possible. And you said
Right.
you have the second assessment today, the second, which is
Yeah,
obviously waiting, right?
and then it was one more thing. The paper that her doctor had to sign off on, they were telling me that expired as well. But they
Expires.
said Maxima said they already faxed him over another paper to sign, and I think
Okay.
she texted her doctor also and told him to look out for the paper because he got to do it again.
Okay, if there's any trouble with that, we could do a telehealth. We have a telehealth company that we work with that will take care of the form usually within 1 to 2 days. They'll have to speak to her for a little bit and they send me the completed
Okay.
form within a day or two. So if we need
Okay.
that, then that's an option. I usually recommend that because that way I know the form
Yeah,
was actually sent over.
because that's quicker. That sounds like it'll be quicker than waiting for her
Yeah.
doctor, because Maxima said it takes about 2 business days for him to get it anyway, and then you gotta
Right.
wait, till he open it up, sign it, and then send it back.
Yeah.
So
Well, let's do the
if we could
telehealth.
do that, okay.
Okay, so I'll submit her information. They'll probably call. I believe they should call today since it's still the morning. They'll just ask some
Okay.
questions about her health. They'll sign it off and send it to me, and I'll make sure it gets there, right away as soon as I get it. I'll send it into
Okay.
Maximus. Okay, so right
Okay, thank
now.
you so much.
Yeah, so I'm going to help you on the case. I'll try to speed things along. So I'm sending in the information to the county assistance office and requesting the telehealth right now, and we'll follow up
Okay.
together, let's say tomorrow, okay?
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Faggy. I'm with Family First Care, which is going to be her agency once she is ready to start.
Right. All
Okay?
right. And your name Faggy?
Yes, it's spelled F like Frank, Aigy.
Okay. 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 And this is the number I can store this number in for you?
Yes, you can reach me at this number.
Okay, thank you. And the county assistant office actually has everything. So even, you know, when you reach out to them today, when they said it was the wrong paper, I went back and I gave them everything. I'm talking about when she, the check, like a copy, because I went to the bank. So the bank was even confused. Like, I don't know what else they want. She hasn't even had the account open long enough to even receive.
Yeah, I think the letter of explanation will help that, because they have to have something physical to attach to the case as to why they're not getting those statements. That's
yeah,
usually what
so
they require.
The bank actually gave her a copy of the actual check, a copy of, you know, when it got deposited in there, because she actually had two checks. She had two checks to deposit in there. She had one, which they, I guess, is like a back check, because she applied in April, but they didn't approve her until August. So she got a check from April to August, and then she got her regular August check.
Got it. Okay.
Like that.
All right,
yeah.
So we'll get her set up as soon as we can. You know, I'm going to get to work on her case right now, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, because this has been a hardship for us. And it's like, you know, I understand everything takes time, but oh my God, I was trying to apply for services for my daughter ever since last year.
Yeah, and you had to wait till she turned 21 and all that, right?
Yep. And I'm like, well, what the heck? So can I ask you a question? Sure. If a person is under 21, they can't get care? I don't understand.
So they could get care. There's just different programs. So the program that she's going to be getting is for 21 and over.
Okay. So last year, Maximus must have been sending me to the wrong program because she wasn't 21.
That could be, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. So we'll be in touch, and let me know if you have any trouble with the telehealth, and I'll just follow up tomorrow regarding the assessment that you have today, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.